the case. I'ma do it what it takes, and I've never been embraced, and the money's hard to make. You know what I'm saying?
Top of the morning.
Shut up.
Top in the morning. Top.
Do you
want to
hear that?
Top in the morning. Top in the morning. What's that next bit? Get your shit. No.
Wait,
send
let me,
your shit. No.
Let me get it up. Let me get it up, bro. Let me get it up.
Top of the morning to you, sir.
Have you ever heard Jacksepticeye on YouTube? Mm-hmm. Top of the mornings, here.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
One of my favorite YouTubers. Let's get this shit. Let's get this shit. Let's. Top of the morning. Top of the morning. That's Kendrick saying that, right? Baby Keem and Kendrick sound exactly the same.
Well, that shit is fire!
Fucking hell. As I was saying, Baby Keem sounds like Kendrick, 100%.
That's his cousin.
Actually?
Yeah, that's why.
I didn't know that.
That's why they sound the same.
They I same don't sound blood. Like my cousin.
There's relations. Let's get this shit. Let's get the shit. Let's get the shit. Top of the morning.
Hey, that's a lip. Kendrick's back, baby.
Kendrick the goat. No one's doing what he's doing.
Oh, Kanye.
No one's being as lyrical.
Dunder. What a way to start the episode.
Top of the morning. Top of the morning. Top of the morning. Dunder. What's with these? All these stupid.
Are you gonna tell him that you hate that song?
Hear me out. Kendrick, all his albums, right?
Are great.
Are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good Kid, Mad City.
I'm with you there, man.
Good Kid, Mad City is one of the best albums ever.
100%.
And Kendrick comes onto this new album and starts doing all this.
Top of the morning.
New flow is coming, brother. Or I'm smoking on your top five. Tonight. If it comes on the fucking album doing all that, that's just trash.
Can't believe you're hating on Kendrick. You used to suck his dick all the time.
I did. I don't want to do it no more. If he's doing all, if he keeps doing all this, I don't want it.
I'm sure he won't. I'm sure he'll actually put out a good album.
You'd think, because he came out with the albums he has. But these
I
last...
don't think he's missed in terms of having a good album or like a.
He hasn't had a bad album.
He hasn't. I don't even think he's had an average album. I've only heard the three, plus. The
Section 80 is pretty good too.
Yeah, I feel. But like. They're all way above average.
They're all like go from good to like great masterpieces, like, yeah. Pretty much. So like,
what would you rate? Damn, is that?
I'd say
that's his third best.
Yeah.
Go, Good Kid, Mad City, To Pimp a Butterfly. And then Damn.
I'd do that. I'd go that.
Yeah.
And I'd say Damn and Pimp a Butterfly. Not Damn, sorry. I'd say Good Kid, Mad City and To Pimp a Butterfly are masterpieces.
Yeah, 100%.
And Damn is great.
I've cried to Good Kid, Mad City. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned that on the podcast before.
The real song? I cried to it.
Was it the real song? I can't remember.
For real.
I haven't heard that album in years.
My fucking knee. Let's get this shit.
Top of the morning.
This whole podcast is just going to be us saying that.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning. Kendrick, just please don't be doing. If you better not be doing a bunch of stupid shit like that on your fucking album, I'll be actually annoyed. That Family Ties. Family Ties, is that what it's called? That song is actually good. I do enjoy that song. But this second feature he's done on the Baby Keem album.
Same album,
where he's saying,
it?
Yeah, same album, where he's done, saying, talking all like Top of the Morning.
Top of the Morning. Top of the Morning.
Yeah, that's silly. That doesn't sound good. I don't know why you thought that would sound good.
But I'm just going to say, the best Kendrick song is All the Stars. Right? On that Black Panther soundtrack.
He's hardly on the song.
Yeah, but that chorus is lit.
That's
I love that
SZA.
I don't care. I love that song.
You should listen to
Kendrick's on it.
You should listen to SZA.
No.
Okay. She's one of the best.
How does that chorus go?
All the stars of culture.
I don't think that's it, man. I think you
look it up then, because I'm correct.
All the stars are closer. Boom. That's
no,
it.
Look up the lyrics, bro. Look up the lyrics,
dude. I already looked up the lyrics. All the stars are closer.
Damn.
Okay. Genius. Are you even a Kendrick fan?
Hey, you got me.
Even though that's not Kendrick.
I've been saying All the Stars of Culture this whole time.
You've been singing in the car, All the Stars of Culture. Yeah. Fuck it.
But that's a great album. And he, like, he had a big hand in doing that album. Yeah, the Black Panther album.
A lot. What other songs are there? Oh, King.
Red Light, Green Light, Red Light, Green Light, Red Light. He kind of does it.
No, actually, I take that back. Pray For Me, Man. Oh.
Save Your Soul For Me. That's got The Weeknd in it. That's why that's the GOAT.
That's such a good song.
How do we even get onto all this? You still reckon that's the best? You really think that's the best Kendrick song?
Nah, probably not.
I think the best Kendrick song. Strong. Tough in the morning.
Fuck it up.
I'd say the best Kendrick song to me, and it's one of my favorite songs like of all time as well. It could probably be in my top 10 favorite song. Is Sing About Me.
Sing About Me?
Yeah.
Kendrick?
Yeah, Kendrick.
How does that song go again?
Goes like this.
Dude, that's 100% the name of the episode. Top of the morning.
Top of the morning. Let's search.
Do you Kendrick feel like we used to have really good like podcast episode names?
We did. We've gone downhill. Where's Trash Yourself? And we got no structure anymore. Nothing. We're trash.
We're all over the place.
Let's have a look. Good Kid, Mad City. One of the best albums ever. And if you fucking don't think so and you're listening to this, fucking stop listening.
Ignore him. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
It is called...
I don't think there is a song in there called Sing About Me.
It's called Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst. Dying of Thirst. Let me play a little bit for you.
Oh, yeah.
This song makes me want to cry. You know why this song is so good, bro? I'm about to put some knowledge on you.
Is that about his friend?
It's about a couple people. If you listen to section 80, yeah, I always forget about that mixtape, the Overly Dedicated. That's a good mixtape.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Keisha's song, right, is Kendrick's rapping about, I think, his friend's sister.
Or girlfriend, wasn't it?
Or girlfriend, one of them, yeah. I can't really remember at the top of my head. But, like, she was a hooker and she, like, used to do all these things and she used to get beaten, like, get money and shit. And Kendrick on Sing About Me is talks from her perspective at one point, saying, "How dare you speak about me on your song?" And
oh, he does that really weird voice, right?
Is that on the
Keisha song? Where it's like, actually, I don't want to mimic it because it's going to be really bad. Yeah.
But he talks about it, and she's saying all that, and then I think he speaks from the brother or the boyfriend's,
yeah,
which I think kills himself, and says he's like talking bad on Kendrick as well, and then Kendrick talks from his perspective of why he made that song and stuff at the end, and then it switches to a different beat, and then he's
fucking hell,
I fucking love this shit. Yeah, I just got goosebumps as soon as that kicked in. Dying of thirst, dying of thirst. He's talking from his like perspective in the hood. Man, this is a classic song.
I love Kendrick, but I do have a problem with his long ass, like, the talking in at the end and beginning of the songs, you know? They go for too long sometimes. I'm pretty sure there's one on there for, like, a minute.
Pimp Butterfly you're talking about, you mean?
Both. He does them on both. Like, at the end of one of the songs, they're in, like, a church or something. You know that priest guy? He's like...
Oh, yeah. That's in...
I think that's at the end of the reel.
Are you sure that's not in section 80?
Nah, because okay. I haven't listened to that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I mean, they're not... I didn't really notice it too much, I guess. Because he's a real album artist. Like, he's going to give you...
If you're in the album, like, your head's... That's the only thing you're thinking about. You're just in that moment, I guess.
Yeah.
But if you're just wanting to listen to just random music, and then they just start talking for 2 minutes...
And that's the thing with
kind of gay.
Kendrick is he's a real album artist. Like, he wants you to hear his album from start to finish, and he doesn't want you to go on and shuffle his
sometimes
music.
I don't want to listen to your whole album. I just want to hear one of your songs.
And that's what hurts Kendrick sometimes, though, as well, because you're like, oh, this song sounds amazing, and then it's got that added like storytelling in it.
What does that priest say? He says some dumb shit. Not he dumb says,
He says,
oh, don't say
says, it. I'm going to jail today. What does he say?
I don't know. You fucked me. You fucked me hard.
Oh, we'll fuck you. I'm going to jail tonight.
Top of the morning. Top of the morning.
We're going all over
Let's
the place.
Let's get this shit.
Smoking on your top five
tonight.
Yep. I'm the old mega. You can address me with four letters, bitch. What are those four letters?
Country Building Blues. I've never heard that song.
No, that's not it.
I know that's not it. You fuck. I was looking at singles. My bad. Albums.
But yeah, sing about me. Shut up.
Is Dan. What the fuck?
Yeah, because that's his latest.
That's dumb.
It's always the latest. It's the most popular. Well, with the newer artists, anyway.
And Good Kid, Mad City, man. Those Dre songs.
Jim Lee.
Compton. That song? That's lit too. I love this whole album.
Is this going to be a Kendrick podcast?
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. We're
meant to be speaking about Drake.
Oh, yeah. I didn't listen to the album.
Girls like girls, where I'm from. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Girls like girls, and I'm a lesbian.
I'm too weird. I'm too sexy for my shit.
Too sexy. Oh, it hurts.
Is that what he says?
Yeah. I'm too sexy.
I told you
to
this
be...
before, but
what does he say? Man, I'm gonna get the lyrics up. Eh?
As I was saying, I told you this before, but when I was listening to, I listened to the first half of the album, and that song came on, and my first thought was, why did my phone play a random ass song? Yeah, true story.
Too sexy for that, Jack. Look at all these lyrics, bruh.
What are you doing?
I'm just looking at the lyrics for Too Sexy.
We should have done this before we started.
I think we're
podcast.
Too sexy for Mitchell Housen. We're too sexy. Diamond popped off almost swallowed 60,000. Section need more tings. Hey, he's going back to the tings.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, tings.
Why is he trying to sound English?
It's a waste, man. I don't do no iCloud, don't do no email. Oh, that bark when you're a cat ain't going tit for a tat. And that's that, and that's that.
So what do you think of Drake's album?
Since you're going into Drake now?
Yeah, we can. Might as well, since we're just dribbling shit. I know that I hurt you. Yeah. I was a child trying to be a man. To all my sons worldwide. All my juniors.
Daddy's home. Daddy's home, G. Don't worry. Daddy's home. Yeah, shit. Niggas know they need to stop. I'm standing at the top. That's how I know you never seen a top. Sierra King parking lot, looking like Daddy City parking lot. Get a talks when I walk by, like you know it's over when you drop.
Whoa. So what do you think of the album?
Well, you see, first song, Drake comes on. Let's get this shit. Man, fuck, I'm not off Kendrick yet. We'll come back to him later.
All right.
Did you want to speak about anything around the album, or you just want to speak about the album?
Kendrick or
on Drake?
Well, you said you wanted to keep talking about Kendrick.
Yeah, but we'll come back to it. To Drake, Kendrick. I'm saying.
Okay.
We'll come back to Kendrick because it kind of like goes hand in hand anyway. Because Kendrick's really the next artist to drop.
Maybe. You don't know.
Maybe.
For sure.
I would say so because he's been on two features in the same album.
So is Eminem.
He doesn't come. Well,
does
I, think,
mean Eminem
I think Eminem will
come?
Drop soon too. Yeah.
I hope so.
Because he's done two features recently, and Kendrick doesn't really do features unless he's going to drop something.
And so does Eminem.
And really Drake and pretty much everyone really.
I want to see Em and Kendrick doing more songs together. You know? I can't believe they've only done one song. That's a crime right there.
And it wasn't anything crazy either.
What was that song called? Love Game. That was a good song.
I've got to hear it again.
I can't remember.
Rap the whole song. Well,
Kendrick does his what the fuck was
the
that?
What was that? They sound like a sheep.
Some kid's dying in the backyard.
I don't know if you call that on the...
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
it. Right, we'll find
that's
out
freaked me out a little bit.
What was I saying? What were you saying? What were we saying?
We'll talk about Drake. Alright. One thing I will say about this album is it's been out for a week now. I will say, to me personally, it doesn't feel like it's an album. Like, everything around it doesn't feel like an album. What's in the album doesn't feel like an album. Nothing really feels like an album, like it's an album to me. If that makes sense?
Yeah, I get
it. It feels more like a mixtape to me.
Okay.
Because the rollout, Drake only gave it a week rollout. He dropped the date and he didn't do much leading up in that week. He put up a bunch of billboards and that, which was cool. But in those billboards, he was mostly bigging up features, which is kind of weird in itself, because when you bring out an album, really you want the album to be focused on you. But he's putting up a bunch of billboards, bringing up these features when it's album, like we're talking about an album, really the album should be about you. And even within the album, I would say he lets the features do their thing a lot, which takes away from what he's doing.
So you're saying Drake is letting his features walk over Drake? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because you can... Yeah. If you listen to the music, the songs that the features are on, he kind of just mellows out and lets them take the shine.
Okay.
Which, what, he wouldn't do that if it was his album. And like that Joe Button, because he speaks about the album in a couple episodes, Joe mentions that Drake shouldn't really have features anymore, because he's such to a higher level now, he doesn't need features. And that he should keep his focus on him within his album. Especially since he does rapping, singing. He does all these multiple different, he has all these multiple different skills.
So what he's trying to say is Drake is too big for features.
No, but he shouldn't rely on features, is probably what he's saying.
Maybe he has too many features.
He does have a lot of features in the album, and I feel like a lot of
them... Because features are not just good for Drake, but also the artist featuring. Because that's going to put more light on them.
But I feel like, you know what I want to see one day is I want to see Drake do a whole album without one feature. Just him. Like J. Cole used to do.
Didn't he do that with his last album?
No, he had features on his last album.
I think there was one feature.
Yeah, there was features. It's 21 Savage and
a couple other people.
But I'm still Kendrick, J. Cole... His first bunch of albums, he didn't have one feature. Like, he would just do his own thing. I want Drake to come out and just have one album where it's just him, and he, like, shows us, like, he can go through a whole album and, like, destroy.
Yeah.
If you're reading this, it's too late. Could have been one of those albums, but he does have a couple of features on there. But what I was saying, yeah, I feel like the album feels like a mixtape to me. There wasn't much build up to the actual album. He puts that cover photo on there, which I feel like you wouldn't do that with your album. And in terms of the actual...
Wait, the cover photo? The
pregnant women?
Yeah.
I feel like that's not like something you'd put on your album. It seems a bit silly.
Yeah, I thought it was a joke when he first, like, he shared a picture on social media.
Yeah. In terms of the actual album, it doesn't sound like a album to me either. Like, I feel like his past five albums have always had their very high moments and the production you can hear, like, for that time, like, it was really good. But this kind of sounds a little bit dated, some of the songs, and there's no, like, massive high moments in the album either. I feel like there's no massive big singles or anything like that, and three of the songs that are actually on the album are leaked ages ago, like a year ago.
Wait, what songs are those?
Let me bring up the track list,
because I already know my favorite song in there. But I forgot what it's called. What was it called? No Friends in the Industry. That song's lit.
That's a new song.
Yeah.
He named him something else, but Love All is a leaked song, but he didn't have Jay-Z on there. So what he did is put it on the album and he put Jay-Z on there. But that song leaked a year ago. I downloaded it and had it on my phone. TSU, which used to be called Not Around, but he added the extra bit at the end where it's beat switches. And then... Erase My Mind, that used to be same thing. He put a beat switch on the end. So he's added the songs on there that were already leaked like a year ago, but he's added little bits to it.
How come Drake is the only artist I've noticed that has song leak? Like, I don't notice that with anyone else.
I think,
well, then again, I'm not really following up on it.
Yeah, I think it is star power as well. Like, people go out their way to try and get Drake's leaked music and stuff. And I'm a massive Drake fan, so I will know when Drake's songs leak. So, and I listen. So I had those songs in my phone for the last year, so I've heard them. And Drake has never in the past put leaked songs on his album.
It's got to be kind of disappointing for you then.
A little bit, yeah. Just because I've already heard those songs. Yeah. But that's why I think it doesn't feel like an album, because it's like, why would he put leaked songs on his album? That's something you do with a mixtape. He's done that with a mixtape. He's had songs leak and he's put it on a mixtape. But yeah, it feels like he wasn't all... Like, I will say this. I do think it's good. I'm a Drake fan, so I enjoy it. But I think it's only for... This album is only for Drake fans, and it's only for women.
Why women?
Because there's a lot of songs for women on this album. Okay.
More than lovey-dovey songs?
Yeah, more than...
That's very sexist.
No, well, there's slow songs, is what I'm saying. Like, not just him rapping.
That's what I want to hear, though. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's Certified Lover Boy. What do you expect, you know?
Yeah, true, true. The first half of that album is just all... Well, most of it is all lovey-dovey slow songs.
And that's what I'm saying.
I could not get into it.
That's what I'm saying for women, like the slower songs, because not a lot of like Drake fans, like me personally, I enjoy pretty much all of the album, besides a couple of songs, but that's because I'm a Drake fan, so I'm gonna enjoy it.
What's that song I told you about today that I didn't like? I already forgot what it's called.
Let me bring up the track list.
You should already have it up, you bitch.
You said get along better with Ty Dolla $ign. You didn't really like because it was too slow.
Yeah. R&B. That sounded very R&B.
See, me personally,
and I'm not a big fan of R&B.
Yeah, you're not a big fan of R&B. So this album obviously has got more R&B than anything. Does it? I feel like. Yeah, I feel like it does. Yeah.
Wait, play the No Friends in the Industry. That song is, I think that's probably my favorite song on the album so far. No friends in the industry. Yeah, my brothers been my brothers. Man, you niggas ain't no kidding me. A fact. Did you play the friends?
No, this is They all sound the same. Hey!
When I was at work listening to this, man.
That's a good hype song right there.
That's the kind of vibe I'm at with the music I listen to, is the hype songs.
Yeah.
That's all I've been listening to.
But this album doesn't have many, and I think that's why a lot of people are bringing the album down, because they expect more like hype rap hits from Drake.
Yeah.
And this song, I mean, like I said, it's Certified Lover Boy. You shouldn't really expect a lot of like hard hitting rap songs.
Is there like poppy songs on that album as well? You know how Drake usually hits pop.
Well, you could say Way Too Sexy is like a poppy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that is true. That is
that's
true.
Like a club hit.
I've heard a few songs on the radio.
Like, I feel like just looking through his track list, the Way Too Sexy, that was Drake, and this always this goes into him being mixtape mode. I feel like this doesn't feel like an album to me. I don't really look at this as an album. To me, this is an album. This is a mixtape. But that Way Too Sexy was Drake going in, chucking that song in there for a single, like a big club hit. That was him putting that song in there.
Yeah, that song is very out of place.
Yeah. And to be honest, I didn't really like the song when I first heard it.
How does that song fit, like, the theme of that album? Which is, obviously, a lover boy.
The fuck boy, basically.
Romantic.
It's basically the fuck boy kind of side. Like, I'm way too sexy. Do your eyebrows and your nails and shit like that.
Have you seen that video? I think it's that video.
Yeah, it is. And that's funny.
He's doing all the yoga.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's thrusting his junk and shit.
I thought the video was funny. The song, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, what is this? Like, I didn't like it. But I swear, the more I've heard the song, the more I don't mind it. But it's still not for me. It's not my kind of song. So
I didn't mind the song.
But there's a couple of things in here that don't fit. Like, Girls Want Girls.
Is that the one where he says he's a lesbian?
Yeah. It's annoying when Drake says stuff like that, but he says it obviously like because he's joking, And plus, like, to get clicks. Like, people are going to say, oh, he said this. And
it's working.
It is working. It's like,
I've seen a lot of, like, memes about it on the internet.
Yeah, so that's what that's there before. But I wish he wouldn't do that. I wish he'd just, like, fucking stop with the clickbaity shit.
Hey, there's a reason why Drake is one of the biggest artists in the world, man. And it's all that shit.
What else we got?
Well, I think
he got 7 AM in Bridal Path. That's probably, I'll say what songs feel new to me. A lot of these songs feel like they were done ages ago to me. Like, that's what I mean when they sound dated. Like his past albums, when you listen to them, they all sound like current, like in the sound. I feel like the production on this album is like probably the worst in terms of the albums. 40 wasn't all there with this one, I feel like. But the songs that actually feel new to me are the Pipe Down, No Friends in the Industry, 7 AM on Bridal Path, and probably Get Along Better. They're the songs that actually feel like new to me.
See, the problem I have with Drake is his songs kind of sound the same to me. Don't ask me which one, because I wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah.
But, like, they all have their same sound, I guess. And there's a song on that, the new album, that sounds exactly like the old, one of the songs on the old album.
Well, that's the thing with Drake as well, and I really thought we were going to get something different with this album, but I feel like Drake's last album,
Scorpion.
Yeah. I feel like Drake's kept the same sound for the last couple of albums.
Yeah, it's all got the same vibe.
But I feel like his older albums, they were somewhat different, and they had their own themes and stuff. But these last couple of albums, I feel like, have sound pretty similar. So I thought Drake was coming with this one, being a certified lover boy and shit, coming with something a little different for us. But it's pretty much the same, and that's why I think, like I said, it's like a mixtape to me, because it's just he put a bunch of music on here and like put it out.
Yeah, he could put all the songs from this album into his last album, and they'd still like it would all fit into one.
Yeah, I feel like you just put some to the A side and some to the B side, and it's pretty much
yeah.
But like I said, I'm a Drake stan. Like, Drake is my favourite artist. That's why I'm passionate with it. But he's,
so what you're saying, right, is you never hate on Drake.
Yeah. But
that last few podcasts, whenever that was, you're giving me shit about being an M stan.
Huh? Yeah, but this is I actually think this album is good. I don't think it's bad. Me personally, being, I've listened to Drake for so long, and like I said, I'm a stan. Every Drake project, I think, is good. Like, I haven't heard a bad project from Drake. It's not like Eminem, where I listen to Revival and I'm like, oh, that's actually bad.
I listened to Revival again today.
You're trash, bro.
Yesterday. Stop listening to that. Today. It's a good album.
Yeah.
That last song, when he's singing about him dying, and he's just trying to hold
it. Wish he would.
And he's like, I wish I could make a fist. And I was like, ooh. I got tears running down my eyes.
Yeah. Did you actually? At work?
Almost. I held that back. I don't want people to think I'm a little bitch.
Yeah.
So what's your overall thoughts about it?
Well, I think, like I said, I think it's a good album. To me, it's disappointing because it doesn't sound like an album to me. It sounds like a mixtape, and it's disappointing in the fact that I was going to it because it's an album, expecting like an album, but then I heard a mixtape. And where if he said it was a mixtape, I'd go into it with no expectations. So I'm like, alright, cool. It's just some Drake music to listen to. So this to me is a disappointing album, but it's a good mixtape. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get you.
Even songs,
is this his worst album to you?
In terms of album, I don't think it's his worst project, but album, yes.
Okay. Interesting. Good stuff, man.
Because all the other albums have their highs and lows.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, have their highs, but this just stays stagnant, like just like neutral through the whole album. Yeah. That's why I feel like it feels like a mixtape to me. Even songs like Fair Trade, which I think is good, the pitch in it, this is where the mixing's a little bit off on it, and Drake wouldn't do this shit with a fucking album. It sounds lowered. It sounds lowered to me, the volume, because you go from Fair Trade, which is this song, so I can refresh your memory.
So you're saying all the songs have like different production?
Yeah. You hear this song and it sounds lowered, And then you go to the next like song, and it sounds higher. Like,
okay, I get what you mean.
That shouldn't be happening on an album.
No, no, it should be all the same. But a mixtape,
yeah. But a mixtape, you can let it go, like, because it's mixtape.
It's a mixtape.
It's just that, like, a bunch of music for you. That's why it feels like a mixtape. But like songs in here, there's some songs in here I really enjoy, like Champagne Poetry.
How does that go again?
I love you. I love you. I love.
All right, skip it.
And then. See, that's lit. See, I love that. Champagne Poetry, Pipe Down. I think it's probably the best song on the album, this Pipe Down. I'm working on dying. Streets belong to me. It's like home to me. I want to cry when I heard this song for the first time. This is the song. You know what I would say to you when the album's first coming out? Because I get really passionate, and like I said, Drake's my favorite artist, and I get this way with Eminem, Kendrick, all my, like, those are my top three artists right there.
Yep.
So anything with Drake, Kendrick, or Eminem, when I listen to the album, I'm very excited, and I have fan ears. That's what I told you. When I first listened to this album all the way through, I said to you, oh, this shit's amazing, because I got fan ears on. But then as the week goes on, I keep listening. I'm like, oh, it's not as good as I... Then my
Well, that's because you pick up on things.
Yeah, like, my hype goes down. It's the same with Eminem's Revival. I'm pretty sure I said to you when I first listened to it, I was like, oh, it's great. And then as I listened to it, I was like, oh, maybe I don't like this as much as I thought. Because I got fan ears on. So when I'm first listening to an album and I hear a song that fucking, like, you know, when a song really hits you and you're like, whoa... That song, when that song came on, I was like, yeah!
Oh, fucking hell.
When do you get, like, a song in the album that, like, you fucking sound so good? Like Eminem's last album, Music to Be Murdered By. When I heard that song come on...
His intro song to that album, still one of the best songs on that album.
Yeah, definitely. Let me bring up Eminem real quick. Eminem, watch this, it'll come up with this album. Well, imagine if we went to that, it was a new album there. You would cry.
I would cry.
Ew, side B, yuck.
That's a good add-on to that album, man.
We can have an episode where we talk about how shit that side is.
Okay.
But I don't count it because it's a side B. I'm just going to pretend it never happened.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Yep.
There's
some good Darkness. Songs on there. You should give that a try again.
Yeah. I will. Because it's Eminem.
No, you won't.
I will. He's no, my favorite rapper. And he's like...
I thought Drake was your favorite rapper.
He's my favorite artist. Like, in terms of everything music.
Rapper and artist are pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, whatever, bruh. But when I first heard this... taken away from all the other songs. When I first heard this Darkness song...
I don't wanna be alone in the darkness.
When I first heard this song, I got goosebumps. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps now. Listen to it. I have goosebumps all over my body, and I was at the gym at the time, so I couldn't be screaming. In my head, I was like, yeah, because like you just get a song that really like connects you and hits you, and like because you're passionate about the artist.
No regrets for me. That song hits me as well.
You got all the way to the end of the album before it hit you.
No, like hey.
I got hit with the first song pretty much because that first song comes on, you're like, whoa, this is fucking lit.
Even Joe Budden says that's how you intro into a new album.
Yeah.
We gotta play it.
Someone getting stabbed.
Yeah.
Dude, this goes back. This is like classic writing. This goes back to the first episode we ever recorded.
Hey.
Wait,
did we play this album?
Yeah, we did. This is on the first episode we ever recorded. We reviewed this. I ain't
listening back to that first episode.
Yeah, that shit trashed us out. We're trash still now. I wonder how much we improved.
Not much.
But even on Kamikaze, when I first, especially coming off, I don't know, I give Revival a lot of shit, but I was just disappointed by it, that's all. And so I went into Kamikaze, right? And then you got the ringer. And I was like, oh, what the hell is going on here? And then it starts. Like, okay. And then
I love this narration of your thoughts.
But it's better. So, oh, what's Eminem talking about? Because I feel like I want to punch the world in the fucking face. Whoa, right, what? What's he on about? What's he talking about? Then he starts spitting. And then I started to, my eyes started to widen. I was like, whoa, what's going on? And then I stopped it.
Why did you stop
and
it?
And I looked around.
Why did you stop it?
I looked around. I was like, this is fire! I remember when I first heard that, I came home from work, looked at my phone, and it said Kamikaze out by Eminem because he just dropped out the blue.
And hey, I was like, No. I sent you.
No, I did. This one's the one I sent you. The last one you sent to me.
You don't remember shit,
man. I remember shit. I do remember because I came home from work and this is when I was working at design. So I came home at 1:30 or 2 o'clock and I got home and I looked at my phone and I seen it was out. I was like, oh shit. And I messaged you and you're still at work so you didn't see it. And then, yeah. And I listened to pretty much half the album before you...
Or was it Music To Be Murdered
By? Music To Be Murdered By, you told me about.
Okay. Then who told me about Revival? You?
Well,
that had a release date.
That had a release date. Yeah, so it was a build up to it.
All right, yeah. No, that makes sense. My bad.
Yeah, the last two albums he just dropped out of the blue.
Yeah, I love that. Because then I'm not waiting for his album.
That's the thing about release dates, hey, is I do like the fact that lately artists have been saying, like, giving us a week, but like, oh, I'm dropping next week. And it's like, oh, cool. Yeah. I only have to wait a week. But...
how long, like, when did Eminem announce Revival?
It was like a long build-up to it. Yeah, like. It was like a couple months. Yeah.
Man, so, fuck that. That's too long.
And then we got one song. We got one single before that.
Do you think that was actually to his... I don't want to say demise, but why his album failed? Maybe. He released the track list as well. I don't know if he released it, but it got leaked or something.
He did release it. Yeah.
And then everyone saw who was on the songs. Like
all the pop stars.
Yeah, Pink and who else? Sia.
Ed Sheeran and
yeah, and they're like, man, this is just another pop shit
pop album. Yeah, a lot of people were talking bad on the track list.
And they haven't even heard it yet.
Yeah, but Eminem wasn't really. He's had pop features, but he wasn't known to have a whole album with pop features. He would, like it looked like there was no hip hop in sight when you looked at the track list. I was a little bit like, what?
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. You're saying when you looked at the track list, you were happy to see Pink and,
I like
and
Pink.
Ed Sheeran I like and all Ed that Sheeran. Over Royce, Kendrick, hip hop people. You crazy as hell, bro.
I don't want to hear fucking Royce lie to me.
Well, what's wrong with Royce?
Nothing.
You talking about his willy again?
Nah, I'm over him.
Damn. Wait till his next album.
Yeah, comes out. Once he releases, I'll be back on.
Yeah, you're like, hey, Royce is the best.
He's one of the best.
Yeah. I never doubted you. And then, especially if Royce comes on the album, then he's like, top of the morning.
No. I do get what people are saying, though. Like, if people have a love for hip-hop and one of their favorite hip-hop artists comes out with a pop album, they're like, man, this is not what I want to hear. I want him to support the culture, I guess. You know?
Yeah. And well, that's why I was... You know, I love Eminem, obviously, but I wasn't that fussed with the track list. I was like, I'll listen to the album first.
Which is...
And like I always... I know I trash the album a lot, but I don't think it's a bad album. I just think it's the most disappointing and is probably worse. And I know that's a bad word to say worse, but it doesn't mean it's trash.
You could say his least good.
Least favourite album. Oh, so I guess you could say that, so that's a nice way to say it.
Well, listen to the album then.
No, I will not.
Then you think it's trash.
When he puts a release date for his next album, then I'll listen to all of them again.
Really?
That's what I did for Revival. But now I've never got the chance with the other ones because he just released them. Yeah. But it seems like he will just always do that now.
I think this past 2 weeks, I've been listening through all his albums anyway. So if he drops right now, boom, I'm ready.
You're ready, yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon he will drop before the end of the year. I reckon that will happen.
I hope so.
He'll drop
because means he's released an album or released content the last... 3 years straight.
Because
You got Kamikaze, which came out in what?
Well, the Revival was first because that came out, and then Kamikaze came out the year after.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what, 2017, 2018? Oh, he would have had like a year gap or 2 year gap. Because 2020 was Music To Be Murdered By.
2020 ain't take no prisoner. You're fucked up on the listener.
Okay. I don't know what that's from.
So that's Kendrick. What was that? Kendrick coming every year, smoking on your top five.
Tonight.
Man, fuck. Oh, can we talk about Kendrick?
Yeah.
Are you so what? Now that we got, have I finished talking about Certified Lover Boy? Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. You've said everything you can say.
Yeah, I think it sounds like a mixtape, but I still enjoy it because
you've said
I'm
that
a
six
fan.
Times now.
Man, fuck you. And the best song on there is Way Too Sexy. So what? What else I said? So we've got Kendrick.
What? Wait, what do you actually think the best song on there is? Pipe Down.
Probably Pipe Down.
Okay.
Said you belong to me.
I don't need to hear your fucking shitty singing.
No friends in the industry. My brothers ain't my brothers, and you.
Oh. Say it. You little bitch. You pussy as hell.
I almost lost it there.
Do you say that word when you're saying?
No, don't shut up, bro. I'm trying to talk about Kendrick.
You do, don't you? You're in the car by yourself.
Shut
you
the fuck like up.
You don't give
Kendrick
fuck.
Doesn't like that because they tried to do that at concerts and
yeah,
he was like,
no,
you
brought
say,
up that
you can't
girl.
Say that word.
He brought up that girl,
just
got, embarrassed. Got her to sing the part of the song that has the N word in it.
He did that just to embarrass her.
It's kind of a dick move, though.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't say that word. And then like, all the white people in the crowd,
you know,
boo!
You know that's in your song, so why pick a white chick? You could have picked anyone.
Yeah. And she wasn't even hot.
I'm assuming.
She was fat and ugly.
Come on, man. That's a bit mean. Yeah. And I'm assuming, not to be racist, but mostly black people were there anyway.
You know? No, it was mostly white people. It always is.
Yeah, you're probably right there. Do black people go to concerts?
I'm trying to talk about Kendrick here, bro. You're going to get us canceled and shit. So we got Drake, obviously. We got, we've had Kanye as well. What do you think of that album? Is that classic?
What?
Donda.
No, I hate it. I haven't even listened to it. I'm going to jail tonight.
I'm going to jail tonight.
I don't want to hear it. Don't bring it up. Let's not even talk about it.
I just want to look at the
Kanye
tracklist.
Doesn't deserve...
Why are you going to so much hate to Kanye? Let's get to the bottom of this.
His personality annoys me. Is there over 20 songs in there?
27 songs.
That's too many songs for his album. Could have none.
I'm off the grid, grid, grid. This for my kids, and their kids having kids.
And that song
kids.
With Jay-Z? Trash.
Damn.
Yeah.
The one thing
I
say...
I wanted to hear rapping. You've got what? Jay-Z is known as one of the best rappers.
What is this, bitch? Oh, whoops.
That's not even a song.
This is the other one I was trying to play.
Oh, is that part two? Jesus loud.
This song is actual good, bro. This is probably the best song on the album. Kendrick's... This song gives me chills.
I like this song. Does sound alright.
And then he says, "You took my mom." He says,
"You took my mom."
My mom was the life of the party. Then you took my mom, and that took the life out the party. Tears.
Just instant tears.
Yeah. That's the one time he talks about his mother. The whole album's about his mother, and he talks about her. Fuck all with the album.
Oh, it's her name, Donda.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. There you go.
When you listen to his first song,
so really,
Donda Chant, then you might have known that.
Yeah. Wait, does he actually say something else other than Donda?
No, just Donda? Drills it in your head.
Donda?
Donda, Donda,
Donda. Donda. Donda.
I'm not going to lie. When she was saying Donda, she was getting a little bit sexual with it, and I was getting a little
Donda. Yeah,
Donda.
You're a weird boy.
But, I mean, it's a cool album. I don't think it's anything crazy. And the whole Drake and Kanye beef thing is dumb. Those two need to come together because they would make a really good album together. Because like Drake is really good at rapping, Kanye is really good at producing. They make a good mix.
Kanye's not good at rapping?
No. He's not. If you've heard his recent raps, he's shit.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not going to lie to you, people. I'm not going to lie.
But he
obviously, like, people write for him. So if he's got a good writer, then he's all right.
Wait, actually?
Yeah, he's said that on Twitter and that people write for him. Which is no, like, I don't care because I see him as a producer.
There's a lot of rappers out there that have ghostwriters.
I don't call him a rapper. I call him a producer.
Yeah.
Because he, yeah. But his beats
lately he's mainly a producer, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
No,
he's always been a producer. That's how he started.
Yeah, yeah. What song did he come out with first? What was it? What's the song that made him famous?
Fuck. Did he take my money?
Yeah, yeah, Gold Diggers.
And not me.
Him and Jamie Foxx produced
that. Yeah. That was good like that was probably one of the first ones.
Dude, you played that song.
Get down,
now.
Girl. Come on, get down.
Yeah, man. That's,
get down, girl.
That's a good on, night, right? Hear that in the club? Everyone losing their minds. And their panties.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Don't stop. Get it, get it.
Hey, speaking of panties.
Yeah.
Not long until your bachelor night, right?
Hey. Not long at all. Time goes way too quick, man. It feels like this year has... where the fuck is Kanye?
Are we going to do a podcast on your bachelor night?
No.
No. Yeah, after last time. It was
money is ever trash as hell.
No, we won't have them on.
All right, cool. Yeah, we can do one. What about this song, bro? This song actually sounds lit as hell. We're just fucking all over the place today.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
What dude, go.
No. How good is this intro sound? Let it play. This gets you hot. You ready?
Oh, really?
So I was listening to this song. I was like, whoa, what the hell? What's all this choir singing? I was like, my eyes started to widen. I was like, whoa, something's happening. Something's happening. Then it started, I was like, oh, this is gonna be lit!
Oh my god. Fucking hell. Dude, that was actually... What the fuck? We actually have to edit that out. That was... That was intense.
Oh, my phone's gone, bro. And my knee hurts.
Dude, I'm confiscating your phone.
How good does that sound, eh?
No. You lose your phone privileges. We actually have to edit that out because that was bad.
Let me hear what it sounds like first.
People are going to be like...
listening. Just have a warning. Put a warning in, like cut it in and say, warning, this is about to be loud.
Yeah. They're going to be interested because of your fully sick narration. Like,
yeah, yeah, true.
Eyes widen? Oh my God.
What were we... We went off tangent again.
This whole podcast is off. Gone.
Fuck
off,
man, this is off, our podcast.
Off.
Kendrick. yeah, so boy. We've got both albums I thought were good, Drake's and Kanye. So now we're waiting on Kendrick. We obviously had J. Cole as
We had a few few albums, didn't we? Since our last podcast.
They're the big three, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying
Drake,
Grip.
J. Cole. Who gives a fuck Grip, about Grip?
Grip is the best album I've heard.
Do you actually think that?
Yeah. Better than fucking...
You thought that was
better
trash
than Kanye's.
You thought it was trash when you first heard it, and you haven't even heard Kanye's album as well.
Yeah. I didn't think it was trash. I said it was... I obviously didn't listen to it at that time. Fully. But now I have.
Fully?
And I like it.
What do you think of the Royce
especially the first episode. Fucking trash.
Man,
that song is crap
you're
as hell.
Upset Royce on you.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
What is he going to do? Send his thousands of followers at me? How many followers?
He's gonna kill you while you're sitting in your pajama jeans.
Pop. That song, this Gripped verse, is pretty good.
The second part of Royce's verse is good, like because it switches the beat again.
No, I didn't even get to that.
I don't think
once
it's the
I
verse.
Heard Royce's verse, I'm like, nah, I'm out.
I don't think it's the verse. I think it's the beat.
It's just whatever he's doing. I don't like it. Plus, Royce has this thing where he likes to keep to the same pitch.
Yeah,
and kind of getting annoyed at it.
That's why Kendrick the GOAT, because he goes from
talking
on your top bar tonight,
and then he does some crazy ass voice where it's like,
yeah,
that's so horrible.
Yeah, and he starts talking like Marge Simpson, get off your phone.
Yeah. And he does impressions of his dad and shit and his mum.
He's trying to copy
Is that
Eminem.
Him?
He's trying to copy Eminem because Eminem comes
We're
on,
back on Kanye.
Talking like Yoda.
Kanye and Kendrick.
Yeah. So, Kendrick, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hurry up.
We're waiting on you, Kendrick. And hopefully he doesn't do all that silly shit. But I feel like we're going to get a great album because Kendrick
doubt he will.
I'm hoping that Kendrick, because like I said, Drake's and Kanye's were cool. J. Cole's was cool. I'm hoping we get an amazing album from Kendrick because we need it. We should have got an amazing album from those other people, but whatever.
Well, I didn't expect an amazing album from Kanye. Kanye's album is exactly what I expected.
Have you not heard Runaway?
Run, run, run away, baby. Before I put my spell on you. Is that the song you're talking about? Bruno Mars? That's a good song.
You're a fool.
You better get
Kanye has classic albums. Do you not think he has classic albums?
Kanye?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh,
okay.
10 years ago.
That wasn't that long ago. Jesus is King is probably his best one.
Don't even know what you're talking about.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. So
Kendrick. Oh, fuck. I'm getting them confused. Kanye should just stick to building a theme park in Africa. Get away from music.
The dinosaurs and shit.
Yeah. And fuck it up. Kanye said,
"Oh, can we get off music, bro?"
Yeah.
Let's talk about PlayStation event that came happened today.
There was an event?
Yes. Whoa. So I was on YouTube, right? My eyes wide. I sent, got the notification.
There's only three games that matter, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, man.
So we got
Spider-Man.
Well, you just cut to the steak. You didn't even get the advertisers yet.
What's the advertiser?
Wolverine, because we don't know anything about it.
Well, now you just said it.
Well, fuck.
Maybe you teased Spider-Man, you know? You should have done that. You should have followed
Yeah, they don't know what Spider-Man it is yet. But
Spider-Man 2.
Shut up! We got a teaser for Wolverine, which is Insomniac, done by Insomniac, the ones that did Spider-Man. Woohoo!
Man, this is going to be lit. I'm so excited. The thing I was saying is...
Man, stop talking about Spider-Man. I want to talk about Wolverine.
I was going to talk about Wolverine.
Wolverine.
I hope with Wolverine...
Wolverine. Just say Wolverine, Logan, bro.
Logan. Oh, my God. What's his... Wolverine. There we go.
Wolverine. He is a wolf.
Hugh Jackman thought wolf it was man. An actual wolf.
Yeah.
Have you seen that interview? That's pretty funny. I don't know. He was trying to do like growling noises.
All I know is when I watch Logan and it gets to the end and it has all that build up.
Oh my God.
I'm watching the end, right? My eyes widen. and then Logan's dying on the log, spoiler. And he's like, oh, this is what it feels like because he's never felt death before because he regenerates. And then the girl that he's been, that you find out is his daughter. She's like, Daddy. I'm like, ah! I cry every time. Every time I watch it, I've cried.
No joke. What if that girl, right? Wolverine's dying on the floor. He's got that pole through him or trunk?
Tree.
And then the lady kneels down, gets close to Logan, right? And is like,
free real estate.
Top of the morning.
Smoking on your top five tonight.
What if that happened?
I'll fucking break the screen.
Oh my God.
Fuck Kendrick.
What else I was saying about Wolverine,
fuck
right?
Fuck Kendrick.
I hope this is a bloody gory game. Yeah. I don't want no fucking rubber knives that are coming out of his hands where you have to hit enemies 100 times to kill them.
Yeah.
I want pretty much one shot kills and I want to see body parts flying everywhere. I want to see blood on the screen.
Blood on the trees.
I want blood on my face after playing that game. That's how much blood I want there to be. That's a lot of blood.
Mm. It's like that time of the month.
But I'm keen for this game. And actually all three games, which we've only said two. But I don't want to rush into it.
Yeah.
Because you get angry.
Yeah,
and
I do.
You hate me.
Yeah, I do. But Wolverine, I'm pretty keen for that. I love Wolverine. He's probably he's in top five superhero for me. The Logan movie is one of my favorite movies as well. But Wolverine, I think they've never really they've done a Wolverine Origins game like back in the day, which was just a beat 'em up. I did enjoy that. But I'm really, this will obviously be like the first game where it's, I would say it's in depth, especially if it's done by the people that did the Spider-Man game. But it'd be interesting to see what they do with it. I agree with you that it should be brutal. Like, it should be R-rated. It should be blood. Because if they make it, like, kiddie, and it's like it's going to be a bit annoying.
How are they going to do the health bar? That's what I want to know. Is it going to be, like, the last game where you see, like, the health bar is pretty much his body and, like, it gets more damaged and
you can
eventually start seeing his skeleton and shit like that?
I'd say that's the cool way to do it. So you played Origins?
I haven't played it, but I've seen, like, a gameplay of it.
So I think that would be a great.
Is that what it is? Origins?
Origins, yeah.
Yeah, based off the movie.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be sick? Hugh Jackman said he would probably never return as Wolverine. But what if he did the voice?
Oh.
That would be lit, right? Yeah. I hope that's the case.
Oh, that would be so good.
You'd be stupid if you don't even try.
Yeah, you're surely going to ask him.
Yeah, surely.
Yeah.
Jackman's a nice guy.
Surely he's done heaps of voiceovers too, so he wouldn't have. I think he'd be able. He'd be fine to do it.
You could even do it at your house in Australia, bro.
Australia. I hope so. I'll be so happy if he's the voice.
Yeah, yeah. That would be amazing.
Did they say a release date on when it's like what year?
I haven't seen the trailer or teaser trailer.
I don't think they gave it.
You've just told me about it. That's all I know. Yeah.
I think it's meant to be. I hope it's next year, but we'll see. Maybe they'll bring it out next year, and then you get Spider-Man 2 the year after.
Yeah, I would say Spider-Man 2 would be first.
So yeah, maybe we'll...
And it looks like it's further along, because you've got more, like, gameplay. Not gameplay, but cinematics.
Yeah, so we probably got a long... I guess we'll wait and see. I'd say both are going to be on the PS... We know Spider-Man 2 is a PS5 exclusive. I'd say Wolverine... I'm fine with that. Well, Wolverine is a PS5 exclusive.
PS4 is done.
Yeah, Wolverine's a PS5 exclusive too.
Yeah, that's fine. What about the other game?
I don't know yet.
Mm.
And, interesting. It comes out next year, though.
Probably not then.
Yeah, I'd say not.
PS4 doesn't have long on its lifespan. It's almost done.
Yeah, you'd say by 2023, they'll probably start mostly keeping everything PS5.
Yeah, yeah.
But all the exclusives.
Are they still making PS4s?
Yeah. No, actually, I don't know.
They
don't
might
know.
Keep making know. Them until know. They can actually, like, stock PS5s properly.
I'd say these...
Which is going to be a while, apparently.
Yeah. I'd say the exclusives are going to be, like, just PS5, but the games that are both on Xbox and PlayStation will be, like, you can play it on your PS4 still. So that's how they'll do it.
Okay.
Because it seems like every PlayStation exclusive that they've announced is just PS5.
Yeah, but I'm fine with that.
Even that Star, obviously the Star Wars.
We'll be able to get a PS5 recently.
Star Wars one as well.
My sister-in-law got one, so
I'm gonna get. I'm gonna try and
poorer than me.
Yeah,
probably.
I'm gonna try and get a PS5 next year. Yeah, I want to get it. We'll talk about this next game. We'll go straight to it. Fuck Spider-Man because there's not much.
Well, no. There's heaps about.
All right, what do you want to say? So what do you want to say about Spider-Man, man?
Well, you got to play Miles Morales. Miles Morales is a good game.
Wait for you.
No, you just go buy it. No, play the DLCs.
No way.
Dog.
Well, yeah, I'm going to play the DLCs, yeah.
But I'm keen on this game. See, if you haven't seen the trailer, there's this first, like, voice that you hear. And my instant thought was Kraven the Hunter when I heard it.
Who's that?
You don't know? He's the guy that...
I'm not a nerd like you.
Okay.
Yes, you are. I just listen to Kendrick.
Okay. Double yeah, one. You're a real G, man. What was that?
Double the money.
Double the
Yeah, what are you saying? Who the hell was that?
What was I saying? Kraven Hunter. He killed Spider-Man, technically.
Is he the...
Yeah, and then
the,
like...
The Tiger Man?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He I know who he is. He's been in heaps of Spider-Man games.
Yeah, he was in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. There's been that many... One thing I will say about that Spider-Man game is I think it's obviously the best Spider-Man game ever made. But... It took a long time to get to that point. The amount of Spider-Man games that are before that is that there's a lot.
The thing with Spider-Man game is we started, you know, you had the PS1 games where you could swing like twice and then you fall.
Yeah.
And then you got the PS2 first Spider-Man game, which was pretty good, but the webs don't hit the buildings. Spider-Man 2,
plus you
amazing
can go on
game.
The, can go on the streets.
Yeah, yeah. That made no sense. But Spider-Man 2 really like...
Oh, that was next level.
Yeah, it
I played the
defined,
fucking shit out of that.
It should have defined Spider-Man games for the future. But then it felt like they were backtracking with, like... Spider-Man 3 was alright. I loved it because you can, like, switch to the black suit. And I love the black suit. That's what I'm keen for on Spider-Man 2, man. Black suit.
The storytelling, I think, was the thing that... Because, like, the next one did go still the same gameplay, but the storytelling wasn't all there.
I was, what,
and, like,
10 when that game came out?
Yeah.
I didn't give a fuck about story. Black suit. Yeah. That's true. All I need. And then, like, we didn't get another one until Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man. Oh, I think there was other games, but
There was, like, Spider-Man into the...
Web of the Multiverse or some shit like
and
that.
And I enjoyed that, but it was a linear experience.
Yeah, but I never played it.
Yeah.
But then it went backwards even more. to The Amazing Spider-Man, the first game, it was like...
That was open world, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was open world, but...
There's fuck all to do.
It was back to, oh, the webbing touches the sky.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? So this is the most realistic...
That's so dumb.
You say this is the most... This new... the first Spider-Man on the PS4 was the most realistic gameplay and
realistic
the story was the best.
As can be, yeah.
And the story was the best as well because I love the way they've done... Dude, what if they...
Oh, my God, I was about to... so down.
What if they do... Oh, hell no. What if they do the new Spider-Man 2? What if they use the face they used for the remake?
They are. That's Peter Parker now.
No, hell no.
I know, I don't like it either, man. The
That's
first
trash.
One looked amazing, but well, if you play Miles Morales, you'd see that face.
Oh hell yeah. No, bro. That's
I
great.
Totally,
he looks too young, I feel like.
He looks 16. When I played it, I totally forgot about it and like Peter Parker came. I was like, what the fuck? That's not Peter Parker.
Who is this guy? He's an imposter.
Yeah.
Your eyes widened, you're like,
I turned it off.
Yeah. That's it for today. But the that sucks because they made him look too young. I feel like the way they did him in the original is the best.
There's an actual reason, but I'm not sure. I think like the dude that did the mocap suit was the face that you see, and then the dude that is Peter Parker now did the voice, I think.
So yeah, it matches a bit.
So
more,
I think they just went with the one.
But he just looks too young.
Don't quote me. I'm not 100% sure.
He just looks too young.
Yeah, but I love the face of the.
I reckon they'll probably age him a bit.
That sounded gay as fuck.
Damn. Yeah. You'd be sucking on his webs.
Yeah. Ugh.
but I feel like they will age his face the next one, maybe. But we'll see.
I think they'll nail it this time.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it was rushed. I'm not sure.
Finish what you were saying about the trailer.
What was I saying about
you
the trailer?
Said
we
it was
went
that
off
guy
tangent.
That you heard the first voice.
Oh, yeah. It was. Like, I feel like Kraven the Hunter is going to be the first part of the story. This is my theory. And then Spider-Man will lose to Kraven.
Because
In the trailer, it sounds like Venom is responding to Kraven the Hunter.
Because
He asks, like, is there a challenger who can beat me or best me or whatever the fuck he says. And then Venom says, yes. And he's just, like, deep voice and it's like me.
Why would they be fighting?
I don't. I just think that's for the trailer. But I think... Spider-Man will lose to Kraven, and then he'll get the Venom suit, and then he'll pretty much destroy
Kraven.
Oh,
yeah, win against.
Yeah, and then he'll go from that. And then maybe Miles will have to defend or try to defeat, which I'm super excited for.
Whoa,
to see.
Spider-Man and Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man versus Spider-Man. Who will win?
I think...
I'm Team Spider-Man for sure. Did you see what I did there? Exactly the same.
I think... in terms of it'd be interesting to see what gameplay it is. I feel like you'll be able to switch between.
I hope so.
It'll either be where you play certain sections with Peter and certain sections with Miles. But I feel like it'll be good if you can just switch between them whenever you want.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. It's like kind of Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. It's good because in Miles Morales, he has his own type of swing, which looks amazing. It's like chaotic and... less perfected, and his legs are everywhere, and he's swinging about. He's having a blast, man.
So if
have those two different styles of web swing in one game would be lit. You have like the cleaner Peter Parker experience version, and the more less experienced, awesome flips and shit.
So then you could pretty much choose, like you could play the whole game as Peter Parker if you really wanted to, or you could play the whole game as Miles. They could do something.
I don't think they'll do that. I think they'll go with a story, but in like free roam, you can play both.
Oh, just switch. Yeah. Oh, okay. So in the story, you might play certain missions.
I think
Peter.
It will be locked to like Peter, which is what they did in GTA 5.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it will be like that.
We'll see. But I'm pretty keen.
I hope it's not where you pick a character and that's who you play. I hope it's not that.
I wouldn't mind it because then it's replay value because then you can go through the game and it's a different story.
I don't want replay value. I want a good...
It's a different story then, bro. True. They could do it like that. So like you play Miles Morales and it's a completely different story to...
Everyone's going to pick Peter Parker.
Fuck
straight
Miles.
Away, yeah.
And then I'm going to play it again and play through Peter again.
Miles Morales is a good character.
I haven't played
you got
him,
man.
Game
good.
Yet.
Once I finish it, I'll lend it to you.
I'll finish the DLCs and Miles Morales before I play the second one, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, I've got plenty of time.
Yeah, you got 2 years.
What was the third game? Because there's not much you can say about the first two because they didn't really show much anyway.
Well, you got the Venom face. What did you think of that?
Yeah, it looks
you
like
you see Venom, it looks like in the trailer. Venom.
Not much yeah. to it.
You see Spider-Man and Miles Morales Spider-Man. I'm just going to call them both Spider-Man. He's beating up Spider-Man. Some dude, doing some web tricks and teamwork. I think that's my most anticipated game. More than God of War.
Well, you're a hater.
Which is the third game.
Oh, you're a spoiler. Yeah, but you're not a God of War fan.
I am. I love the
bandwagon, motherfucker, because you came into it though I've gone through five...
I'm going to say something controversial and you're going to hate me when I say this. Spider-Man is my new favorite superhero.
You're trash, bro. Ever since you played Miles Morales, yeah.
No.
Yeah, you're a bandwagoner. Always jump on what the last thing you played.
No. I haven't been into Batman for a long time now.
I will never leave Batman. Batman's always with me.
You suck his dick too much, that's why.
Fuck you.
I'll always love Batman.
No, you won't.
But I connect closer to Peter Parker than I do Batman.
So you're saying Batman before you said this was your favorite? Because yeah. I haven't thought Batman was your favorite for a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought it was one of the Marvel characters. One of them.
It does look like I did ride Marvel's dick.
Yeah.
But Batman, I do think they're bringing out better content than DC is. Because what is DC?
Why should that change your favorite character?
It's not. I'm just saying I'm connecting because I'm seeing Spider-Man more. I'm connecting to him more. And I'm liking this character.
See, my love for Batman is internal. So internal. Like, they can bring in nothing Batman out for the rest of my life and Batman still be my favorite.
Okay.
That's how it is. I got a tattooed on my leg. Like, that's
you have to
you
like
get.
Him now.
Yeah.
What if you
like him out and put Spider-Man on there?
That'd be weird. Spider-Man and the Joker?
Yeah. But, yeah, I can understand that. I mean, Spider-Man... Spider-Man's my second favorite superhero. I don't know if I've ever... but, because I grew up with Spider-Man and Batman. They're my two people that I grew up with. The Tony Maguire movies.
I think that's most kids.
Yeah. But Batman's always, obviously, has been my favorite.
Yeah.
That's Wait till the Batman movie comes out. You'll be like, oh, Batman's the best superhero.
Well, you know, I'm just going to say I love them both equally.
Yeah, see? Dickheater. And I wasn't talking about Spider-Man anyway. We're talking about God of War. Which you are a bandwagoner because you jumped on. It's funny that you went to the Spider-Man as soon as I said bandwagon. You proved my point.
Yeah.
You only played the last one. I've been playing God of War since back on the PS2 when it first came out.
Yeah. And I loved the last one. And I watched so many recaps to understand the fucking story of God of War.
It's a lot to understand. Kratos has killed a lot of people.
So much weird shit.
You got five brutal shit. How many games you got? You got three. You got six games.
You got a lot of games.
You got seven games, and this will be the eighth. So that's a
lot. What do you think of the trailer?
I think it looks great. I think I'm very keen. Like, I'm a big God of War fan, so I love Kratos. Kratos is one of my favorite gaming characters.
Yeah, he's a good character, especially this new one.
Yeah, he's more relatable in this new.
No, more so than the last one. The last one was like the older version is just a brute.
Yeah.
I'll kill this and I'll kill that and I'll probably kill you.
He's bitch. Yeah, but if you actually play the games, he has like a lighter side to him. But most of the time, yeah, he's anger and revenge. So yeah, obviously the new ones are more relatable because like especially like for us because since we're fathers.
What are we?
Yeah. But he it looks great. I think it looks great. The set pieces look cool. The boss fight's gonna look cool. The combat was fun as fuck in the first one. I'll definitely play this.
It's great combat.
It's amazing
combat. One of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah. I think...
The axe physics in the last game, the best.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
The combat's amazing.
You literally could leave the axe, like, at the beginning of the map and just go on without it.
Yeah.
And then call it.
It's such a cool thing. Sometimes I would just throw the axe or something so I can call it back to my hand.
Yeah.
It's so cool. And now you got the Chains of Olympus as well with you. Like the two, which you use in the older games,
the Blades of Chaos or something.
Yeah,
yeah. He gets them in the last one.
Yeah, so you got.
Or he gets them back.
They show them in the trailer, so it looks like you got them through the whole game.
How long do you think it's after the first one? Because they've gone into hiding now. Because Ragnarok is happening or something.
Yeah, I don't think it's that long. I
didn't watch much of the trailer.
I don't think it's that long. I think it's pretty much right after.
But the new gameplay looks like the older gameplay. Now, yeah. I'm not saying the new gameplay looks bad, but I'm just saying that that's how good the last gameplay looked, you know?
And it's kind of hard to say because I feel like I was making this point. We were talking about this today. And I made the point, when Spider-Man 2 comes out, it's going to be the same gameplay as the first one. And then you made the point, well, if you play both characters, then that's different. But it's not different. It's still the same gameplply.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a hard thing to think about because especially with
gameplay mechanics in it, but with the same... Still the same.
But when you think about it, that's pretty much every game. Like, look at Halo. Yeah, every single game is the same.
Fuck Halo.
Gameplay. Grand Theft Auto, it's all the same gameplay. They just improved the mechanics.
Yeah, which is what they will do. They will improve. Yeah. Oh, well, I hope they improve.
And they're not going to show much in the first trailer because it's the first trailer.
Honestly, with Spider-Man and God of War, if this was all they released, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get spoiled too much.
We will. Especially me. I'm waiting for the next Resident Evil.
Okay, I don't care about Resident Evil.
Okay.
Sorry to hurt you.
What happens in 2023 if Grand Theft Auto 6 comes out around Spider-Man? What are you doing?
Playing Spider-Man.
You're a fucking liar.
Nah.
I'm jumping to Grand Theft Auto. Fuck Spider-Man. I can
play both.
I'll buy Spider-Man and I'll have it chilling. And I'm going to play Grand Theft Auto. And then once I finish that, we're on Spider-Man.
Nah.
You're saying you're not. Nah, we haven't had a Grand Theft Auto for ages, yeah. Bro.
7 years? 8 years?
Mm. They just keep releasing the same fucking game.
Are they releasing GTA 5 on PS5?
Yeah, they had a trailer for it today.
Fuck me.
3 generations. How crazy is that?
I have nothing to say about that.
When a game is so good, you just can't. You just keep releasing it generation after generation.
They've done that with Skyrim as well. I'm sure that will get released on PS5.
Plus, they've done that with my favorite game of all time, Resident Evil 4. That came out on the GameCube. Not the GameCube.
PS2?
And I think it's the GameCube it's called. Yeah, the GameCube and PS2. That's how old that is. And that's on the PS4.
What the fuck? I hope...
But I love it. I buy it every time, so I don't know. They released on the PS5, I'll buy it again.
Is that all you got to say about the God of War trailer?
There's not much to be said. Like, it looks good. I can't remember the trailer. I have to watch it again. I'll probably watch it again on the big screen. But it looks great. I'm very keen. I love God of War, so I think it's going to be a great story like the first one. In the trailer, it looks like the boy... is a little bit older.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
So maybe it's a couple of years after, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Because he does look older.
Because they are... As I said, they're in hiding.
Yeah. He looks a lot older, I feel like.
So that means they survived the Thor encounter. Because at the end of the first one, if you go back home, maybe Thor comes. Maybe that's afterwards.
Maybe that's... No, because he's still... is it Adonis? I forgot the name.
Atreus.
He's still young there.
Oh, true.
Maybe they'll show them escaping at the start and then it'll cut forward like a couple of years.
So they lose the fight, but they get away with, obviously, their lives.
Or they win. Like, Kratos could have beaten them up a bit to get away.
I don't think it's going to be that easy.
Kratos is the
You're
goat.
You're talking about
Kratos Thor. Is the goat. He defeated Zeus.
The god of...
If he can defeat Zeus, he can defeat anybody. And he defeated Hades.
I don't know who... Oh, that's the devil, right?
Yeah, the one that runs hell. Greece. He went down there and killed that motherfucker. He got killed twice and came back from hell. Fought his way back to Earth. That's how fucking the goat Kratos is.
Good on Kratos.
And then at the end of 3, he literally stabbed himself.
Why?
Because the power that was in the sword, he used it all to kill himself to release... It's hard to explain. Hope. Yeah. And then he fell off the fucking cliff. And he still lived and had a son.
So he had hope.
Yeah.
He had all the hope. And then he released all the hope.
He released
them. And now everyone is hopeful.
Yeah.
That was very hopeful.
Yeah. But he's the goat, bro.
No.
He's died three times. Survived. He's killed Zeus, Hades, everyone.
Oh, and in the trailer you see Freya.
Yeah, and she's on a wagon. She's obviously mad because she killed her son.
So... obviously, they're not hiding from her, though.
That'd be at the start, I reckon, as well.
Yeah, maybe.
I reckon that's at the start. Because I reckon it'll continue straight away. You'll have that, and you'll fight Thor, and then it'll cut forward a couple of years.
I can't wait to fucking kill Thor. Chop his stupid beard off.
Mm-hmm. I might. I'll definitely play. Yeah, he does. I'll definitely play the first one again before it comes out.
Yeah, me too. Cool. And you see the what's that dude with the head? Who's just the head? What's his name?
Yeah, he's. I can't remember, but he's still. I've only played through the. To be honest with you, people, I've only played through the game once.
Really?
I've played through it twice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that was when it first released, so my mind's real foggy with it.
Yeah, definitely play it again. You have it, right?
Yeah, I have it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll never get. That's a classic to me.
Time you have to go pick up your daughter
soon. So we'll probably close up shop.
Let's do that now.
What are we gonna say? Oh yeah.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Chris and Matt Shit Talk. We gotta start introducing ourselves at the start. I listen to some podcasts and they always do it. We gotta be like
this
them.
Is Chris and Matt.
It's a bit like
Shit Talk podcast. We like to welcome you all to the listening experience.
And now,
smoking on your podcast tonight.
Yeah, good stuff.
Top of the we should start our podcast every time with top of the morning, top of the morning. If you're catching up on episodes, listen to the end of this. Like, top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning, and then I'll go. Then as you're going into the next episode, your eyes will.